has a good reason. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's according to President Biden meeting at the G7 summit in Germany in regard to why nations should embrace a green energy policy now.
President Biden is here in Europe making the case that all these things Putin is doing that are out of the G7's control represent a very timely opportunity to go green.
The entire world is feeling the impact of Russia's brutal war in Ukraine and on our energy markets. We need worldwide effort to invest in transformative clean energy projects.
President Biden insists the whole point of this meeting in Germany is to show Putin that everybody at that table is together and that the Russians are on an island.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Austria. The back and forth continues over the Supreme Court's ruling to strike down Roe v. Wade. Many abortion rights supporters are pushing for a change to the Constitution. Minnesota Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer on CBS's Face the Nation.
There's an effort to collect signatures and amend our Constitution. So we are using every tool we have to fight for reproductive rights for Michigan women and Ohio women and Indiana women who come to Michigan for their health care.
Arizona Attorney General and GOP candidate for U.S. Senate Mark Brnovich.
I'm glad the Supreme Court finally reversed a nearly 50-year-old terrible precedent that even folks on the left recognize was a bad precedent.
The Pew Research Center reports that over 60% of U.S. adults support legal abortions. Pride parades kicked off in some cities. The annual marches in New York, San Francisco, Chicago, and elsewhere took place amid fear the Supreme Court could reconsider the right to same-sex marriage. Russia has shattered weeks of relative calm in Ukraine's capital with a missile attack. Kyiv's mayor says one person was killed and six injured. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The House Select Committee looking into the January 6th riot will hold more hearings next month.
Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland on ABC's This Week said for him, exposing vulnerabilities that can prevent schemes to overturn elections is what he hopes to achieve with the hearings. He adds that Americans he's talked to say something different.
There's a great public hunger for individual criminal accountability, and I've got confidence in the Department of Justice, in Attorney General Merrick Garland, to do the right thing.
Many Republicans continue to say the committee is overly partisan in its investigation. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A man in South Carolina is killed by an 11-foot alligator at a Myrtle Beach yacht club. Fox's Phil Keating reports.
Well, according to an employee, the victim is actually under 18 years old. The Horry County Police Department has not confirmed that. They may release more identification information. They're simply saying that the alligator grabbed the victim and dragged him into a pond. The South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, along with a contracted alligator trapper, ended up finding it. The 11-footer was then euthanized and removed. There are millions of gators in the U.S., spanning from Texas to Florida up to the Carolinas. Florida has an estimated 1.3 million of them.
Florida sees a yearly average of 7 unprovoked alligator attacks that require medical treatment. Officials recommend that people and pets keep a 5-foot distance between themselves and the shoreline to avoid attacks. The Elvis Presley biopic Elvis shook up theaters with an estimated $30.5 million in weekend ticket sales. sales, but in a box office rarity, Elvis tied Top Gun Maverick, which also reported $30.5 million for number one in theaters. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.